Today, the five daily prayers we owe to Allah, but unfortunately we're lazy. We want the love of Allah. The solution is in prayer. We don't even pray. We prepare and we go to work and we say, I'm going to work for 10 hours a day, but the 1 hour for preparation for the eternal life, we're not prepared. We're not prepared. If I ask you, why do you go to work? You'll say, I need to put a plate of food in front of me and my family. I need to earn, I need to pay rent and the bills. That's why I go to work. How long is that going to help you for? Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, wallahi, you don't even know how short term that is. But we are prepared, and many of us are guilty of this, to sacrifice way beyond what we do for the eternal life, for this temporary life. And we do that. We actually work from morning to evening. Every day, the concern, the worry, how can I get fuel? Here in Zimbabwe, we have shortages, mashallah, of so many things. We thank Allah for that. Why do I say we thank Allah? Some of these shortages have humbled us. They have made us interact with each other. We've spoken to people we've never spoken to for years on end because we need to make a plan. The owner of the petrol station, we've hated his guts for years. But now, Assalamu alaikum, brother, how are you? Because I need 20 liters of fuel. When Allah tells you, subhanallah, to solve your problems, the day of Eid is a day of reconciliation. It's a day of forgiveness, of mercy, of love. It's a day of solving your matters. Put your pride aside. And please Allah, no, I won't. But for 20 liters of fuel, forget my pride. I'll pay. I'll come. I'll consider it an honor. The minute fuel is readily available again, we have the same problem. May Allah grant us freedom from hypocrisy. For 20 liters, I'm giving you the practical example because we're going into this. We're in it right now. For a short term solution to our issue, we're prepared to forego, forgive. What about Jannatul Firdaus? What about paradise? Aren't you prepared to overlook? Even if people look at you as a fool, so what? I pleased Allah. I don't care. That's what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. He pleased Allah. His family drove him out of the community. He went away. Who was with him? Nobody. Nobody. It is reported just his wife and his nephew. That's it. Two people. He was one of the most loved unto Allah. He went away. Two people with him. Allah actually says in the Quran, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطُ Lut alayhi salam had believed. That's it. He was one of those who followed his uncle, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Amazing. And this was the most loved unto Allah.